Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject today, again, called the Bible Principle of Calling Things into Reality. And we're doing topic number 6, Speak to the Situation or the Problem. This is a 19-part series. Throughout the Bible, the Word of God, we see where it's important to speak. As in the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, he spoke what he wanted. This is a principle that God really wants every believer to grow into maturity, is to speak to the situation, speak to the problem, whatever it may be. Jesus spoke consistently to every situation, not what he had. He spoke what he wanted. And this is important for a believer to understand, that we speak with what we want and not what we have. That means we go to the Word of God, we find the promise of God, we put that in our heart and we speak it out our mouth, and it becomes creative power that God can work with and the Holy Spirit can work with to make it happen. Speaking to a situation or a problem should be a daily event, a normal event for a born-again Christian. Let us now turn to the Word of God in the Bible, Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. Reading from verse 22, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God," or have the God kind of faith, "for verily I say," or "truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain," or problem, or situation, "be you removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." So in this scripture, we see quite clearly Jesus is telling us, speak the problem, speak to the mountain. In other words, command it to be removed. God wants us to take the Word of God, put it in our heart, speak it out of our mouth to remove problems or mountains in our lives. Let us now go to Luke chapter 17, verse 6. "And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this tree, Be plucked up by the root and be planted into the sea, and it should obey you." In James chapter 2, verse 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without the works is also dead." Speak to the object or the situation, the problem, in obedience to God's word. God wants us to operate like he operated from the very beginning. He spoke creation into existence through words. God spoke to the situation. He saw darkness, but he didn't confess darkness. He did not confess the way it was. He confessed what he wanted. He spoke the word of God, the incorruptible seed of the word of God, and the Holy Spirit was out there waiting to perform it. We also, God wants us also to take the word of God, to speak it in faith, out to any situation where the Holy Spirit can work with it. Once again, thank you for being with me. The next topic coming up will be topic number 7, the ministry of Jesus. He called those things that be not. Thank you and God bless.